Scholem is Nogeta Pashas Kisisam. Torah gives a special mitzvah that you're supposed to collect the machz ha-shekel from everybody. Everybody has a chiyah to give a machz ha-shekel, half of a shekel, and you give it kedei that we should buy kavanas with it. There's a chiyah once a year to give a machz ha-shekel. Now the Mishnah starts off that the echod bi'adar on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Adar is mashmiyah malashkolim. We go around, we machriz mashmiyah, we let people know that there's a mitzvah to give shkolim. So the Korban Eder on the top on the left side says, "V'yechod b'yad mashmina l'ashkolim" means Bezdin shochim b'chol ori Yisrael. Bezdin sends around people to all the cities of Yisrael, umachriz, and telling everybody, "Shiaviu shikleim, you should start to get ready to start bringing your machzah shekel to the Beis Hamikdash." V'loma b'yechod b'yad mafosh b'gemara. Why do we start exactly on Rosh Chodesh Adar? That the Gemara will explain. But especially about Rosh Chodesh Adar is that Bezdin goes around telling everybody to start getting ready to bring your shkolim. V'yala klayim. Who are din? They're machriz that tell people to watch out for klayim. Klayim means if you have klayas royim, two different seeds growing together in Eretz Yisrael, there's an issue of klayim. But some of first from learn that this goes on even before you plant. If you have your jar of seeds, in the seeds itself, you have to make sure you don't have a klayim of seeds. Like you don't have two different vegetables in the same pot that you're going to plant them together. So ala klayim here means check out your seeds beforehand to make sure you don't have klayim in the seeds. That's what he also learns. Ala klayim means machrizen sheyamayet hazerum. Check out now the seeds that you have. Hazeru achar, actually you show your boy roi v'kav l'som. So if you have a som, let's say a wheat, you have wheat or seeds, a whole som, so you have to make sure you don't have other type of vegetables in that also. Now the chiddush midrash is like this by klayim, that before you plant it, the seeds itself are both mutter. So midiraisa, if you have a seed falling into two seeds, it'd be bottle bereiv. So really, if you have, let's say, a wheat seeds, and then some cucumber seeds fall in them, it would be bottle bereiv midiraisa. But midrabana, they said, though, it's not bottle, unless you have roiv akav, 1/24, that's the shear that it's not bottle midrabana. If you have more than one, if you have less than 1/24, then it's bottle even midrabana. But if it's more than 1/24, that's a roiv akav, a quarter of a kav, in a saw is 6 kavs, so that's 24 times, then midrabanan it's not bottom. So the kids on Rosh Chodesh Adar, you have to start checking out your seeds that you're going to plant. Make sure you only have wheat seeds here, and you don't have other vegetables mixed into these seeds, because either when you go to plant soon, you should not be planting klein. The Rambam learns, no, it's going on klayim itself. If you have your garden growing, you have things growing, you have to start checking out what's growing by you on Rosh Chodesh Adar to make sure no klayim is growing. Because if you do have klayim, if different vegetables are growing next to another, you have to uproot the other seed. Uvechamish Shasaboy, on the 15th day of Adar, is Karen Esa Megillah B'Krochim. That's the mitzvah to lay in the Megillah, where? Not that we do in the open cities, but in the Krochim. A city that has a Mukav Chayma, that has a wall around it, from Yemais Yeshua, those cities have to lay in the Megillah first on Chamish Osam, on the 15th day. So the reason why the Mishnah talks about the 15th day, that the Megillah is read for the Krochim, and not talking about Yudalid, the normal Purim that we have, is because the Mishnah doesn't want to tell us all dinim what happens every day of Adar. It only wants to tell us the special things about the 15th day, like it continues on. All these next things were done special, Chamish Osa, the 15th day of Adar. So Gerada, it says that the Krochim, people that are living in a city that has a wall around it, they also land the Megillah first on the Chamish Osa. What's Magayat was, the rest of the things is, that Omasakhtan Mesadrochim. Bezdin goes around then to try and fix up all the roads. The Esa Rechavis, the bigger streets, is throughout the winter, the roads got broken, chopped up, so now it's after the winter ready, it's Chamish Osa Ba'adar, they go out to try and check out, fix up the roads. He says in, the roads that got broken throughout the winter, Bishvil Eli Regolim, why do we do it now? Because soon it's going to be Pesach, and we want the people to come up to the regal, to come into Eretz Yisrael, so to fix up for the Eli Regolim, we start now on Chamish Osa Ba'adar, fixing the roads. Inam, another pshat is he has b'shvil aroitzchim b'shkog k'nasiv tochen l'chol aderech. That if somebody kills somebody b'shkog, he goes to the Ori Miklut. So the pasuk says tochen l'chol aderech, prepare for him the road. That means not only does it mean put out signs that he should know where the Ori Miklut is, but you have to fix up the roads also. Make sure the roads are safe and are smooth, so So you have this Indian to fix it up on Chamishosa Piyadim. V'yas mikvoyis hamayim. Who are then the mikvoyis? If they got room, too much water, too much dirt went into it, or the water went down, you don't have aboyim, so you used to check out these things also now. Question also, before a yomtiv, before Pesach, they start using the mikvah, so they checked it out on Chamishosa Badim. V'yosin cold sarchi rabim. Anything but nagay to the rabim, that you have to check out, they start checking it out on Chamishosa Badim. And the Gemara will say, what are we meisiv? What is the Mishnah saying more that we didn't say yet? That cold sarchi rabim, anything that's negated to the city, you start taking care of it on Chamishosa Badim. Or mitzayonim esakforis. If you have a mace, somebody with a kever, somebody was buried there, you have to make sure that the tzion on top of the kever, because the kahanim should not walk over it and become tummy. So usually the tzion was that on top of the mace, on top of the kurum, you used to put lime there. Now throughout the winter, the rain would wipe away the lime sometimes. So after the winter now, they want to check out again, make sure the lime is on top of the kvaris, that the Gehanim should know not to step over the base of kvaris, not where a mace is. Like he says, Mitzayon mes kvaris, shlo yehilu alayim, you should not walk over them, ha kahanim, or else we oisit haris, somebody that are noig in tiris. Vahatziyon, what is that? Hu shemamachim sid, used to shmir down on it some lime. Vishomchim oisit sovav hakevrim, that put it all around the kevrim, ov yemoisak shom hoyo asid nimuach. Throughout the winter, the rain made it go away. Nimuach, melted away. Now, after the winter, you have to again make the tzion, make the on the kvaris. Make again the lime all around the kever, that the kahanim should know not to walk by here. There's a basic kvaris there. There's a kever there. The yoitzim afala klaim. On Chamish Osir, that the Bezdin sends out shluchim to start to check all the fields to see if klaim is still there or not. So even though the beginning of the Mishnah said that on Rosh Chodesh Adar, that's Mashmiyim al Ashkolim v'al HaKlayim, that means, a Mashmiyim means, Bezdin Sam used to tell everybody, like, be careful now, there's Nis HaKlayim, check out your fields. But Bezdin first let you check out your fields. When did Bezdin send somebody to check out the fields? That was done at Chamish Osir. On the 15th day of Adar, that's when Bezdin sent out Shluchim to go around to all the fields of Yerushalayim, of Eretz Yisrael, and make sure nobody has klayim growing. And if they'll see klayim growing, there's an inyan to uproot it. You have to take out the klayim. We'll see more about this in the Gemara. Now I want to go back to the first part of the Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah said what? That the Echad Ba'adar on Rosh Chodesh Adar is Mashmi Malashkolim. That's when Bezdin used to send around Shluchim to tell everybody to get ready to start giving Yishkolim. So the Gemara, V'loma B'yechad B'adar. How come Rosh Chodesh Adar? Why they pick this month? Why don't do it any other month? Why Rosh Chodesh Adar? Tomorrow says, Kidei Shiviyu Yisrael Leshikleim B'yonosim. Today the Klai Yisrael should bring the Machsa Shekel B'yonosim at the right time. And the right time is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Like we'll soon see, you say this like this. We'll soon see here, we have Sukkim here, that it went like this. The Kabonis by the Beis HaMikdash, they used to buy them from this Machsa Shekel. Everybody used to give the money, and used to put it into a special Lishka, and they'll make a Trumas HaLishka, they would take out some money for it, and that money they set aside to buy the new kabonis. Now the halacha is like this in the Beis HaMikdash. The money up until from Rosh Chodesh Nisan to Rosh Chodesh Nisan was like one time. The money you got now, you buy kabonis at the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that money can be used throughout the whole year. When it comes next Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's like the new year for kabonis. You have to buy new kabonis. A korban you bought last year before Nisan, you cannot use in the Beis HaMikdash after Nisan. On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's the time you have to buy new animals now for the korbanos. So Melo, if they had to buy new animals now, they had to have money. So Melo, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's when they made the Trumas HaLishkam. They took out the money from the Machsa Shekel, and they started to use the money to buy the new korbanos for the new coming year. So therefore, we have to make sure that all the money got to the Beis HaMikdash before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Today that on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, now they'll start taking out the new money and buy the new kabonis. So therefore, we want to make sure the shkolim get there in time for Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's why 1 month before, 30 days before, we start telling the people, get ready to start bringing your machsa shekel. Start getting to bring it. Like it says, Bionosin, the carbonator. Vizmanon, Kaidim Rosh Chodesh Nisan. You should get there before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Kidei in order, Shechodim Litroim, Trumas HaLeshchem. That they should be able to take out a truma, take out the money from the Leshcha, the big like warehouse, where they had all the money in. Shemimenu Lurkin Kabonis Asarchi Ashona. From that money now, they took to buy new Kabonis for this year. Haboth, this new coming year. Menisim v'elech, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan and on. Because any korban you bought from before, you can't use anymore. Once it comes Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have to have new kabonis. Therefore, we tell everybody 30 days in advance, start getting ready to bring your shekel to the Beis HaMikdash, that I should be there by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So, Baita Gemara says, V'titroim truma taleshka, today that on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they'll be able to take out the truma. The truma means you have this like this big warehouse, or we'll see later on, these bigger buckets, where they kept the machsa shekel, and now they took out truma, they took out money from it, the percentage of it, to use to buy new kabonis. Minach hadosha, from the new money. Now, Titum Tetum Haleshka bin Achadish Bizmana at its right time. It's like repeating itself now. We want the money to be there by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, today they'll be able to make the Truma at its right time. What is the right time? The Yechud bin Nisan and Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So in order the money should get to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's why 30 days in advance we start telling people about the mitzvahs Machsa Shekel. So he says, Truma Taleshka, who had Truma, that's what we separate. We take out of these whatever those barrels of, we'll see later on where they stored the money. All the money the Machsa Shekel used to put away in a lishka. Question means a special house, a special room where they stored the money. We'll see later on where they stored all the money when the Yidden brought it. But when the money came with the lishka, now when Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they opened up the lishka and they took out money to start using to buy the new kabonis. That's called the truma. They started to take out money now from this lishka. So in order to make the truma on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you had to make sure the money was there already. So that's why 30 days in advance we start to tell you bring the money. So the Mara Umar Rabbi Shmuel should be really Omar Rabbi Shmuel. Shalom is Losh and Umar means Omar. But it means Omar Rabbi Shmuel. Umar Rabbi Shmuel means Omar Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said, Rabbi Shmuel ba Rav Yitzchak. Trumas halishka kitchilasa. The reason why we do the Truma Salishka on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because Rosh Chodesh Nisan was the first time Klai Yisrael did a Truma Salishka. The Pasuk says in Shemais, Vayhi b'chodesh harishon, b'ashrono hashenis, v'echod l'chodesh hukam ha-mishkan. Heis on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's when they put up the Mishkan. Heis the second Chodesh Nisan, after you went out of Mitzrayim, next year, that's when they put up the Mishkan. For Tony Allah was learned on a braisa, that b'yoyim shukam ha-mishkan, the same day that the Eden put up the Mishkan, boy b'yoyim nitruma ha-truma. That day was the day they took out the Truma Taleshka. So you see, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Bezman, by Tias Mitzrayim, the second year, that's the first time they made the Truma Taleshka. So since the first year was done, every year we do the same thing. On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's when we make the Truma Taleshka. He says, Kitchilasa, k'may sha'isa Truma Rishayna, Bishah Shukam HaMishkan, at the time they put up the Mishkan, Shoyis of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, at that time was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Kain Ladaris, on all the generations Nami, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Maschilon Litram Nachodesh. On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's the first day now we start using the new money to buy the new kabonis. What? It's a room that they store the money. I thought when the Yidden first bought the Masa Shekel, they put it into the Lishka. Usually Lishkois means special rooms. We'll see later exactly where they put the money. Yeah. So they made a truma from that room. They took out the money now to start using to buy the kabonis. Rabbi Tovi, Rabbi Yashia, B'shem Kana.
Some have to eat something.
Some say B'shem Rav Kana. Right? He said like this. Nema the pasuk says Nema Chodshei, V'Nema Lahalan Chodshei. It says two times Chodshei. Is Ma Chodshei Shenema Lahalan Ein Moinam Ela Menisin? Av Chodshei Shenema Kan Ein Moinam Ela Menisin. The two times it says chodshim, but just like by the first thing, by the first mitzvah, it says, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem Rosh Chodoshim, Rishinu Lochem, L'Chodshei HaShonah. It says the Lashon, L'Chodshei HaShonah, and here it's talking about HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem Rosh Chodoshim, was Nisan. You see, the Torah calls Nisan a Lashon of L'Chodshei. And later we'll see by the Korbanos here, by the Korban of Rosh Chodesh, at the end of the Korban it says, Milvad Oilas HaBoikir HaShem, says, Zeis oilas chodesh b'chodshei l'chodshei hashana. This is the carbon on Rosh Chodesh that you brought. That says a lashon zeis oilas chodesh. This is the carbon oil of Rosh Chodesh l'chodshei for its month l'chodshei hashana for the month of the year. That says a lashon l'chodshei. We don't know which month of l'chodshei mean. So we learn out here from Mitzrayim it means Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So that's what we said. Chodshei and chodshei means Nisan. So again, nema kan chodshei over here by oilas Rosh Chodesh. V'nemal Halan by Mitzrayim, there it says Chodshei. So Mar Chodshei like the Chodesh Zelachem Rosh Chodoshim meant Nisan. Shenemal Halan ain't Moinim Elam Nisan. Av Chodshei Shenemakan ain't Moinim Elam Nisan. So that's how you know that what the Truma Talishcha has to be from Nisan. Is Omer Rab Yoina says Sovik Rab Tovi Rosh Demas Nisan. The Yom HaSeifa, Rabbi Yoni's argument saying, Rav Tovi, all you brought down was the end of the Braisa, but you did not bring down the beginning of the Braisa. So he says, Dal Kain. In other words, you did the wrong thing. Loi Kain, Tony, the Gerson about him. It's not the right way. You should have brought down the ratio of the Braisa, because here we need the ratio of the Braisa to explain it. The ratio of the beginning of the Braisa is like this, the Tony. The Pasuk says, by the Midbuchavches, Zois Oilas Chodesh, this is the carbon Rosh Chodesh. You bring oil, you bring on Rosh Chodesh. Says here, Zois Oilas Chodesh Bechodshei. This is the carbon Rosh Chodesh you bring at its month. Bechodshei. Yochel, I would think, Yeterim Bechol Chodesh Bechodesh. Maybe every single month you make a new Truma Talishcha and get the money to buy a new carbon every single month. Talmaloyma, the end of the pasuk says no. Lechodshei says, Talmaloyma Bechodshei. It says Zois Oilas Chodesh Bechodshei. In a special month, Yochel Abaza Yeterim Bechol Chodesh Bechodesh. Maybe every single month you should do it.
I skipped something. What's it?
Zois Oilas Chodesh Bechodesh. Yochel Yeterim Bechol Chodesh Bechodesh. Talmud Bechodesh. Lechodesh Hashana. That means Bechodesh Echad Hu Torim. Lechol Chodesh Hashana. That's the drosh. It says Zois Oilas Chodesh Bechodesh Lechodesh Hashana. Now this is the month for the whole year. It's one month. You make a truma, you take out the money that you use that money for the whole year to buy the kabonis. Is Yochel, I would think, the Eza Chodesh Yirtze, maybe any month of the year you want to. Abi, one month of the year, you have to make a truma to Lishka, take out the money from the Lishka now, and from now start buying the kabonis for this year. How do we know which month you have to do it? Nema Kan Chodesh. Here the Pasuk says, Zois Oilas Chodesh, Bechodeshe Lechodeshe Hashon. It says Lashon Chodesh. V'nem alahalan by hachodesh azelachem roish chadoshim. It says they're also chodshim. Is ma chodshim shenem alahalan? Just like over there, it's talking about roish chodesh nisan. The pasuk says chodshim is ein moinin elam nisan. Just like over there, the roish chodesh, the first month of the year, is called roish chodesh nisan. Is av chodshim shenem makan ein moinin elam nisan. Here also, the pasuk says zos olas chodesh bechodshim lechodesh hashana. From one month of the year, you have to take out the money to buy the new kabonis. Which month of the year does it mean? Lechodshei means Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So for this pasuk here, Lechodshei Hashana, we know that the Truma Talishka has to be done on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's why our Mishnah says that V'yechad B'Adar, 30 days in advance, we start telling you, get ready, prepare yourself to bring the shkolim, the mass shekel that should be by the Beis Hamikdash before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, kedei in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, to be able to do this mitzvah of the Truma Talishka. My mashmien. What is the mishnah mean? Loshen of v'yechad b'adar mashmien. What does mashmien mean? Is rafuno ama machrizen. It means they give announcements. They tell, they give a clap, they give out announcements. Machrizen, you tell everybody. Heich ma diat omer. Just like it says in the pasuk. It says in the pasuk divrei yomim va'yitnu kol b'yehuda v'yushlayim. They gave out a curl. They gave out a newspaper. A voice. Everybody should know about it. That there's a mitzvah to bring the matzah shekel. So this pasuk says, "Vayitnu koil b'yudu b'shlayim lohavi l'Hashem matzas moishe ever Hashem v'haynu hashkolim." That's what happened over there. Is shemamina shemachrizin al hashkolim. That's a pasuk. There's such a thing as a machrizin. Like you have to tell everybody, give out a voice. Everybody should know about it. That there's a mitzvah. Start getting ready to bring the shkolim to the Beis Hamikdash. So the Morat Tanam Tanim, we learned. Means we learned in Gemara Megillah that ain bein adar rishon liadar hasheni. There's no difference between adar rishon when you have an ibriyo, when you have an extra month. So we have two chadoshim of adar. So there's no difference between the first chodesh of adar, like this year. There's no difference between the first chodesh adar and the second chodesh of adar. Ela mikra Megillah matanas levyonim. Only that we learned the Megillah the second adar and the matanas levyonim means the mitzvah sapurim are nageh to the second chodesh. But otherwise everything else is the same. Rabbi Simo b'shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi af shimu ashkolam uklayim b'neim. He says no. He adds to it also that like our Mishnah says that on Rosh Chodesh Adar, Bezdin tells people about the shkolam and they tell people to watch out. But the klayim is also a difference. That in a case like this year, they have 2 months. to Chodeshim of Adar, you don't have to announce it the first Chodesh Adar. You have a right to wait to the second Chodesh Adar. On the second Rosh Chodesh Adar, that's when Bezdin announced that there's a mitzvah to give the Machsa Shekel, and that's when Bezdin announced that people should start watching out about the Klayim to make sure no Klayim is growing in your gardens. So this next Gemara, the Goyim takes out, doesn't really belong here. We have it as Bechelboi, Rav Huna, Rav, the Shema Bechia, Rabba, Hakel Yoitzim, Beyudalit, Shuzman, Kriyosa. We'll look at the Gemara later, we'll soon see. It means he holds everybody's Yoitz on Yudalit on Purim. Yudalit Adar, if you're laying the Megillah then, even if you're a Ben Krach, that really the people that have this Chayma wall around their city, the Zman for them to hear the Megillah is Tezvav at the 15th day of Adar. He holds Rav Chelboi that if they hear it on Yudal, they're also Yaitza the Megillah. Because even though there's a man for them, Tezvav, that's if they want to. But if they want to, they could also be Yaitza on Yudal. That's his din. That's not in place. Doesn't really belong here. Belongs later. He also, the Kabbalah also says, Loi Gassin, the Gersa should not be over here. But Omer Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Yaisi says, Rabbi Yaisa, the Yais. That means Shafa Karmen. He agrees that you said very good. He agrees very good what you said before, that this din of our Mishnah, that Bezdin tells everybody about the Shkolim and about Klayim, does not apply to Rosh Chodesh Rishon Adar, but it applies rather to Rosh Chodesh Sheni of the second month of Adar. Why? He says a svara. Klum amru mashmim al Shkolim. Why is there such an inyan Bezdin tells people to start preparing yourself to give the Shkolim? Like today, she reveal Yisrael Shkolim b'yanosim. Today that Yidden should ready bring the money in its right time, that by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the money should be in the Beis Hamikdash. Izimat Omar, the Adoration, if you're going to tell the people on Rosh Chodesh Adoration, that 60 days in advance, at Kedoin, up until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is Bishos HaShishin Yoimin. You have 60 days of the year to go yet. And the Chur Pshat is too long, people forget. You start telling them 60 days in advance, they'll say, we have so much time to give it. I have plenty of time. They won't do it now. It's like you're wasting your time. People won't prepare themselves to give the shkolim. So there's no inyan to announce it 60 days in advance. So the svari is that you want to make sure the money should be there by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. 30 days is plenty, and don't do it too much in advance, because they won't take you serious then. So therefore, the svari, don't do it the first month of Adar, but do it the second month of Adar better. And the same thing by Klayim. Klum amru yoitzim alfa la Klayim. Why does Bezdin now, Rosh Chodesh Adar, go around to check the Klayim, see if you have two types of vegetables growing together? Loi kidei shiyu at smachim nikorim. That they want to wait until the smachim, the growth, on Niki, you could tell it already. Whereas they planted to be right after the winter, they planted. And now Rosh Chodesh Adar started to grow a little bit already, so they could tell if you have two different types of vegetables growing one next to another. Is imoy mirat the adoration? If you tell to check on adoration, at kedoin end of the kikin. If they go out that time, it's too small. They won't be able to tell if it's klayim or not. It's kedai to wait to the second month of Adar. Then it grows a little bit more, and then you'll be able to tell looking at them is it klayim or not. So about it's a svara not to go out on Rosh Chodesh Adarishon, but to wait till Chodesh Adar Sheni. And it says, Ad Kedoin, Adayin Yesh B'Shan HaKodim Rosh Chodesh Nisan Shishim Yoyim. For Lo Miyakdim HaKokach, why should you announce the Shkolim 60 days in advance? And who are them by Klayim, Ad Kedoin, Inu Dekikim, Adayim Atzmochim Dakim. The growths, the vegetables are very small. V'Einom Nikorim, you can't tell them later to know Imhem Klayim or not. So rather the Svar is wait until Chodesh Adar, and then go out to check on the Klayim, and that's when Bezdin makes the announcement that people have to start getting ready to give the shkolim, give the machsa shekel. Today it should be by the Beis Hamikdash in time for Chodesh Nisan that they can make the Trumas Aleshna. More Rabbi Chizki Yoshua. Rabbi Chizki asked the shayla in the Beis Hamikdash. He came and asked the shayla like this. Meyato b'nei bovel mashmiya mal ha-shkolim meroisha shochurif. The Kuruv, this is the svara. That why are we saying Rosh Chodesh Adar? That people should have 30 days in advance to prepare themselves to bring the machsa shekel. That's good for people living in Eretz Yisrael. 30 days is enough for them to bring it. What about people living in Bavel? They live far away. They also have a mitzvah to give the Machsa Shekel. For them, it's going to take more than 30 days to get Eretz Yisrael to bring it. So the Chura for them, the people in Bavel, you start announcing for them at the beginning of the winter. Hey, Meroy Shel Shel Chorif. At the beginning of the winter, you start announcing for them that they should bring the Machsa Shekel. And now Mishnah is Mashma, that there's one time for everybody. Only B'yechud B'yadah, Mashma for everybody, even in Bavel. But the Chizkiyah, what's going to be about people in Bavel? The Kabbalah says, Miyata.
Diika tamach rozik de shivio bi nosso and after him came lama mashmir mashaklein bi yader. Ho yesh lama vio kodim ashkodesh. People living above us, so far away, for them we should announce the beginning of the winter, because they will get there in time for Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So the word loy is not supposed to be gurus. This part of the kasha, Rosh Chodesh Merosh Shacharif, Kidei Sheyaviu Yisro Shiklayim Biyanosam, Vetitzram Trumas Aleshram in a Chadosha Bismanob Yechab Benisan. That this is all part of his kasha. That this is sad. That we should announce for people living in Babylon on the beginning of the winter, today that they should be able to get their shkolim to the Beis Hamikdash in time. That by the time Beis Din makes the truma of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, their money should also be there. So that's the Chizkiyah's kasha. Do we have to announce in Babylon earlier or not? Does our mission apply all places, even in Babylon, only Rosh Chodesh Adar? Or no, should we do for them early at the beginning of the winter? So hey, Sir Reb Ula. Reb Ula like answered. Kumi Rabbi Mona. Rav Ula answered this question in front of Rav Mona. They said like this. For Taninon, we learned. So, Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. For Taninon. B'shloisha prokim b'shana tarmi mesha leshcha. 3 times of the year, Beis Din goes to this leshcha, goes to the special room where they put all the maksa shekel, and Beis Din takes out the money 3 different times of the year to buy kabbana throughout the year. B'freisa pesach. Freis means like here. There's 15 days before Pesach. Price usually means there's an inyan of 30 days kodim Pesach, and you start learning Hilchos Pesach. So half of that time, half of 30 means 15 days before Pesach, at Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's the first time Beis Din makes the Truma Teleshcha. The phrase Tzeres, 15 days before Sukkot, before Shavuos. Before Shavuos also Beis Din makes the Truma from the Teleshcha. And the phrase Sachag, 15 days before Sukkot, that's how it works out, that's in Rosh Hashanah, but that's not how it works out, right? Is also, they make the truma. Is, so chura, they do it 3 different times. Is omale, neymar, let's say like this. Ilan dekrivim bepreis haPesach. For the people that are close to Yerushalayim, they'll get the shkolim there by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. For them, we make the truma on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Ilan derechayim, the people live far away, bepreis haTzeres. We wait till before Shavuos to make another truma, in order that their money will first get there by Shavuos. Vilon the Rechaikin and the Pimenhoin and the people even far away, people like in Bavol, live very far away before Sachag. And that's the reason why we'll make another truma first later before Sachag, to wait till near Sukkot to first make the Hafroshes of the Leshkar. So Chura, you see that even though people first get the Shkolim there much later, it's also a right Lechura. So this would be a teretz to our Mishnah, that really you only have to announce it just Rosh Chodesh Nisan. All over the world you announce Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And that's when people start bringing it. So now the people that live in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim live close by, they'll for sure get it there before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Beis Din will make its first truma. Either people living further away, good, they won't make it for Pesach, they'll make it though for Shavuos. And the people living further away, Beis Din will first make the truma later by Sukkot. So here it's enough just to announce it by Rosh Chodesh Adar. Omele answered back, no. Kula ki yechod hibo. Really, mitchila, everybody is supposed to have their